Welcome back to Growing Older Together, Season 1, Echoes of the Past, Visions of Tomorrow. I'm Lourdes. How do you handle uncertainty when you are in conflict with yourself? Today, we will explore this question through a personal story from the past 2 weeks when I was not feeling well and facing family challenges. I planned to share this episode with you 2 weeks ago, but I was not feeling well, and I had some family issues that weighed on me. These problems made me feel unwell, and I struggled to feel like myself. I questioned my ability to deliver the podcast, feeling troubled and unsure. It made me wonder whether I was good enough to speak to you. Over the last 2 weeks, I learned a little more about myself. I noticed I was avoiding dealing with my fears. Making peace of mind my main focus helped a lot. I trust my good intentions and the valuable lessons I am learning and sharing with others. It is important to speak up when things are not going well. Holding it in can only cause harm. All this has strengthened my determination to be the best messenger I can be for you, committed to sharing the truth and nothing else in our conversations. One book that greatly influenced me years ago was The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It taught principles like being truthful, not taking things personally, avoiding assumptions, and always doing your best. Recently, I started reading The Fifth Agreement, a follow-up book I bought last year. It introduces an additional principle: be skeptical, but learn to listen, echoing the importance of listening we discussed in our last episode. By applying be skeptical, but learn to listen, I began questioning these doubts and listening more deeply to my thoughts. This approach helped me see that these feelings were natural responses to stress, not truths about my capabilities. A passage from chapter 10 stood out to me. Often we judge ourselves harshly. Poor me, look what happened when I was 9, or just last night. But these past events are not true now. They might have been awful, but they do not define the present. The only real truth is what is happening now. The past is like a story in our minds. Even if our bodies have moved on, our minds can trap us in shame and suffering for years. This new insight into Toltec wisdom has been soothing. It reminds me that I have control over my life, and that if I am unhappy with something, I can change it. I have been watching podcasts and YouTube videos from Don Miguel Ruiz and his family to understand these ideas better. One video that stood out was an interview with Don Jose Ruiz, Don Miguel's son, from about 4 years ago. In it, Don Jose shared something that touched me. He talked about his interest in India, Catholicism, and Native American cultures. He explained how our core intentions and goals are similar despite our different expressions through words and ceremonies. We all strive to overcome our personal limitations and contribute positively to the world. He believes following what truly inspires you is a beautiful way to live. I am excited about joining a group session soon led by Carla Ruiz, daughter of Don Miguel Ruiz, which I hope will help me tackle these challenges better. The ideas about being skeptical but still listening actively are helping me grow and understand myself more deeply. I have included a link in the show notes to see the interview with Don Jose Ruiz. Reflecting on the past few weeks, I have realized the importance of managing uncertainty, and embracing personal growth. These are topics that we often discuss on our podcast. I encourage you to reflect on your experiences with uncertainty and the lessons you have learned from them. If you have any personal stories or questions about handling doubt or navigating tricky situations, please share them. Your insights could be incredibly valuable to our community, and there is a chance we might feature your story in an upcoming episode. You can submit your experiences and questions via the podcast website or social media pages. As a special resource, next week's show notes will include a link to a free download on strategies and exercises for embracing uncertainty and dealing with self-judgment. Before I finish, subscribe to your favorite podcast platform to know when the next episode is available. If you enjoyed this episode, consider sharing it. It helps our community grow. I would love to hear your thoughts or suggestions for future topics. Also, check out my YouTube channel for captioned episodes and Spanish translations. More details and resources can be found in the show notes. In our next episode, Navigating Relationships and Perspectives, we will discuss how interacting with others often reflects our internal conversations. We will explore how conflicts with others can reveal our challenges and provide insights into ways we can improve our relationships to support our personal growth. To close, I would like to share a quote by Gabrielle Bernstein. Fear is often our immediate response to uncertainty. There is nothing wrong with experiencing fear. The key is not to get stuck in it. This message aligns with today's discussion about moving forward despite our fears, learning from our experiences, and growing stronger. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Until next week, let's grow older and wiser together.